here in January, when we speak of congestion, a lot of times people think it has to do with the flu or some other things like that. But somebody who always keeps an eye on congestion or bottlenecks or gridlock, we talk about traffic. It's an inconvenience, an unfortunate fact of life for truckers. There's 3.5 million professional truckers on the roadways. And the folks at the American Transportation Research Institute, ATRI, keep an eye on it and kind of have ranked things related to the 100 most congested interchanges, bridges, and highways in the country. Here to help us sort it all out is Rebecca Brewster, President and COO. Good morning, Rebecca. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this, the nation's top bottlenecks. How does this study work first before we get to sort of the details? How do you determine where this is? What information do you gather?
Absolutely. After he collects truck GPS data from over 800,000 commercial trucks, and each year we look at that data across 300 different locations in the U.S. to figure out where trucks are operating below the posted speed because of congestion and how many trucks are impacted at location. And so those two factors go into an annual ranking of the top 100 most congested places in the country.
Where is number one in 2018? Is it the same as it was in 2017?
Actually, for the third year in a row, in my own hometown of Atlanta, we've got what we call Spaghetti Junction, the number one worst truck bottleneck in the country.
And what's the reason for that? Just because of...
In many cases, and particularly in the case of the number one spot in Atlanta, it's often a matter of simply too many vehicles sharing the same space. So you've got incredible number of cars as well as trucks sharing the same stretches of highway. Atlanta's a high population, a high density area. All those consumers drive a lot of demand for stuff that's on trucks. It's also a gateway in the southeast for a lot of different areas. So we have a lot of truck traffic, a lot of cars, and that combines to be one major traffic headache for everyone.
You now have a lot of information compiled. What do you do with it?
Well, this list, this annual list, is a great tool for those who are in a position to make a decision about infrastructure investment to figure out where to target those resources to improve our infrastructure so we can start to see some changes, whether that's adding additional capacity, re-engineering a specific interchange where traffic does not flow as well. There are a number of solutions, but it takes the resources to do it.
I'm looking at your list for 2018, and Cincinnati is the only place in Ohio that ranks in the top 10. Last year, I think it was like around number 5. It's dropped down to number 9. Does this occur because it's getting better or other places are getting worse?
Well, it's a combination of both, but actually we did look this year at year-over-year changes in average truck speeds during rush hours, and at that particular location, we saw truck speeds improve by about 2.5%. So things are getting a little better from last year's report, and that is likely the cause of the move down the list, but still in the top 10.
You mentioned that trucks move about 70% of the nation's freight. How has e-commerce impacted this?
Well, it certainly has made a difference. You know that everyone has expectations that they get packages delivered within sometimes hours of when they've ordered. And so we see that drives more trucks on the road. And you see them oftentimes in major metropolitan areas, like on the roadways in and around Cincinnati.
We're talking today with Rebecca Brewster. She is with the American Transportation Research Institute. And as I mentioned, Cincinnati, it's that I-75, I-71. Is this a case of, you know, roads were started and, you know, the railroad, they put roads in and then they added highways and at some point you just needed to get the traffic flowing and didn't always figure about the demand or how to keep, you know, the roads moving efficiently, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, the interstate system was built years ago, and traffic densities were certainly different at that time. And as the population has grown and as demand for consumer goods has grown, we've seen more and more vehicles sharing the same space, and so that leads to congestion. It's sort of a double-edged sword for us. When we have a great economy, which everyone wants, that is more that results in more trucks on the road because folks are buying more and they need the goods that come on those trucks.
Does this impact on the, I guess, Now, I guess it does go on the cost of certain things, but is there other routes? Is there somebody trying to figure out the best route, the quickest route, or maybe, you know, we use GPSs that sort of tell us how we can kind of navigate oddball ways to get somewhere. Does that combine with this to maybe improve things?
It does, and certainly the trucking industry is one of the biggest users of our annual list because based on this empirical data set, we know the best and worst time for trucks to navigate through each of these top 100 worst locations. And so where they can, trucking companies and professional drivers will route themselves away from these locations or try to stay out of these locations at the worst rush hours.
Does this help you with your commute during the day?
It does. I mean, I live in Atlanta where we have a number of the top 100 truck bottlenecks. And so I also try to stay out of those locations at the worst times.
Well, it's one of those things everybody's using it when it's because it works for them. And if everybody can't drive at 2 in the morning or something to that effect. But it's a way for people to look at this. If people want to find out more, where's a good place to get the details on this?
Absolutely. The entire list of 100 is available on our website at truckingresearch.org.